Now, talking back or banning food and neglecting children are, according to some South Africans, good enough reasons for a man to hit a woman. And this was revealed in June this year by Statistics South Africa, Stats SA, in a report they titled Crime Against Women in South Africa, which basically shows that almost as many women as men in this country believe that there are circumstances which warrant violence against women. And according to this report, these attitudes are a massive stumbling block in the fight against women abuse. And also the report found that although South Africans' murder rate has declined between 2000 and 2015, it has actually been on the steady rise for women, with an increase of 117%. Listen to that, 117% between 2015 and 2017. And almost extremely concerning also is the number of women who became victims of sexual abuse, which more than doubled in 2016-2017 period compared to the figure recorded in 2015-2016 period. So, a very chilling report and not very nice numbers that we're hearing there. And so this Friday, that's what we're discussing with Nadine, the effects of emotional and physical abuse. Hello, Nadine.
Good morning, Kanya.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So here we are, the stats are there. It seems women abuse, especially physical abuse, you know, it's really still on the rise in South Africa. And this is why we had that hashtag Total Shutdown March also taking place this week.
Yes. The stats are alarming. And, you know, last year there were quite a few, I think, incidents that were reported or murders where women were murdered by their intimate partners. And, I mean, this has been happening over time. But, you know, last year there were quite a few that were being reported of, you know, of really young women being murdered by their intimate partners. And I think that that's the one stat that is so alarming, is of, you know, that there are so many women out there that are being killed by the intimate partners. Some are not, you know, some are in the media, some we know the story, but there are so many that we don't. And it's Women's Month, and we as a woman and as a men of South Africa, you know, we want to relate to those also that endure this on a daily basis. And that's frightening. It could be the person living next door to you. It could be a family member. But there are women that are enduring this physical and emotional abuse on a daily basis.
And Nadine, so this morning you want to speak to the people who've been abused. You want to speak to the people who also are seeing maybe close members of their families also being abused.
Definitely, you know, the effects of abuse on a person are so complex, Kanye. You know, a lot of people say, but why did you stay? Why do you stay in something that is so terrible? Why would you hang around for that? And a lot of women that are abused are judged also by society. And I think that, you know, that sometimes people don't really understand the psychological effects that abuse has on a person's mind, on the way a person thinks, on the way a person behaves. And the fact that not all abuse is physical and not all abuse shows physical scars and bruises on the outside. You know, a lot of women endure abuse emotionally, and I think, you know, the very sad part when it comes to emotional abuse is that those scars are on the inside. and nobody really sees them. And so I think it's just that we all take a step back, whether we've been victims, whether we are victims, whether we know people that are victims, and try to understand that there are really huge effects of emotional and physical abuse.
So what are the effects, especially the emotional abuse? As you say, that, you know, the scars are inside. The effects, do they mean, for example, that if you're speaking to, say, your sister or a close friend who's being abused by a husband, do they not hear you because of these effects?
Okay, let me start at a point where that I've previously spoken on, and this is the disconnection that we as humans experience, especially when we go through a trauma, and abuse is a trauma. And we all know that trauma has a major effect on the brain and on the neural pathways itself and the way that we think. We actually change. We actually change because we are experiencing the trauma. So I'm going to look at the different levels, and if we just think about a physical level, let's just think physical level, you know, within ourselves, our relationship with ourselves. A lot of women are experiencing high amounts of shame because of what they're going through. High amounts of shame. So many women out there are being emotionally abused and have not come to the acceptance that they are being emotionally abused. There are women in positions of power that are being emotionally abused, and they cannot speak out about it because they are in positions of power. But at home, they are being dominated and abused by their male partners. So physically and within towards yourself, there is an effect in the relationship you have with yourself because you are feeling such shame. You are feeling such anger towards yourself. So this person, if you're going to speak to a friend that is going through that, they are also experiencing all these emotions within themselves. Emotionally, you can see the effects emotionally on a person. You know, a lot of women go into depression. They withdraw themselves. They isolate themselves. They because of the shame and sadness and confusion that they are feeling, they actually start to withdraw themselves from those around them. And you know, that is why they, you know, amongst women that are abused, is high levels of depression. There's a high level of hopelessness, of not knowing what to do. A lot of women are fearing for their lives. Their lives are being threatened. So they're living in constant fear. And one of the effects of living in constant fear is you start to doubt yourself, and you start to find a way in which you feel you're going to be safe. And that's actually a false security, because staying in that relationship is not actually keeping you safe. So there's no way for you to actually be safe. This type of abuse, it affects a person's spiritual life as well. Because the actual essence of the person is under attack constantly, is being broken down constantly. Because all abuse is a form of violence, and it's a way to take away power from someone. And so this person starts to feel powerless, this person starts to feel angry, and probably angry toward God as well. And angry towards towards everyone around them, of why is this not changing? You know, why is this happening to me? So it has an effect on all these levels, and then definitely on their relationships and how they relate to other people. And and how even those that have moved out of abusive relationships, how will they relate in the future? How will they be in their relationships? It has a huge impact on that.
So now dealing with these effects, dealing, you know, as we say now, we'll know how the person feels. It might be a question of shame. It might be a question of denial. It might be a question of, you know, I'm in power. I need to be seen as the person who's always in power. How do we, for example, if you have somebody who's close to you, how do you then deal with this? How do you address the issue with them?
I think that when dealing with someone that is enduring abuse, you need to be immensely patient and supportive, okay? And by being patient and supportive, it does not mean that you don't have to be truthful with them. It does not mean that you don't have to help them to see the light. But I think that a person who has been abused feels very lonely and very alone in the situation that they are at. So although they feel this way, they also are pushing people away because of the shame that they feel, because of the secret that they are carrying with them. When you think about once the hashtag MeToo movement had started and the amount of female celebrities that had come forward to be able to voice out, you know, their stories of abuse, you would see that a number of them only came out years later after the abuse had begun. And a lot of them only came out now because of the support that they were having at this time. Because people were pulling together, because the women and also some men in the industry were pulling together to say, it's okay, we support you, you can say what has happened, you can tell us your story without us judging you. And to do that, it takes a lot of courage and strength, so we must know that. Takes a lot of strength, and the people that are being abused need a lot of support because they are living in fear. So I would say that if you have a friend, if you have a family member, listen to them. That's the most basic thing I can say, is just listen to them. Listen to what they have to say. Listen to their story. Listen to whatever it is. Listen to how they feel. Let them tell you that. That is a basic thing you can do for them. Because a person will only leave when they are ready to leave. And many women just keep quiet because they are being judged because they have not left. So that is your first step.
And of course, I heard somebody recently, somebody I think 2 days ago, saying, you know, we get this restraining orders against men and so on, against our husbands or against the people that are abusing us, but they still come and attack us. And then you get people that keep on saying, just leave the man. And still he follows you and then, you know, still ends up physically abusing you. To that woman this morning, Dadeen, who maybe didn't sleep last night because they were abused in some way and they're listening to you right now, what would be your words to them right now?
I would say to them that this is not the life that you were born to live. This is not the life that God planned for you to live. And I know that there's times when you think that, why did God give me this particular life? But what I would like you to know is that God did give you the strength deep down inside of you. And that you don't have to be afraid anymore, and that you need to speak out. And you need to stand up, and you need to know that you are worthy of much more than what is currently happening in your life. And to the people around them, I urge you that we try to help to protect these women, to the, you know, to law enforcement, that, you know, and to those that are there for our protection, that we try to protect women, and that we help them to feel protected and to feel secure. Because yes, it when someone is violating your rights, when someone is abusing you, and no matter how much you try to protect yourself, you feel that they're going to come after you, they're going to get you. We need to rally around and be able to help and to protect.
And that's Nadine Pillay this Friday morning as we talk about dealing with the effects of emotional and physical abuse. And of course, you can always get in touch with Nadine. Nadine, please give us those contact details.
You can get me on my Facebook page, which is Nadine Pillay Holistic Options for People's Empowerment, as well as you could email me at nadinepillay@rocketmail.com.
So there you go. Find her on Facebook or email her, nadinepillay@rocketmail.com. So Nadine, all the way in Freyheit, thank you very much for your time this morning. And we speak again next Friday.
Thank you, Kanye. Have a good weekend.
And you have a lovely weekend, too.